understanding poverty is not easy, but it is hugely important because without understanding poverty, we can't start the debate over how to get people out of poverty. And every year, the Census Bureau publishes a really helpful snapshot of poverty in America.
And this isn't the official poverty report we're talking about. The official poverty report is based on how much money people make before you take into account taxes or some of the benefits you get from the government. And if you do not make enough money to afford a certain amount of food, then you are considered to be below the poverty line. But those other things, like taxes and benefits, can make a big difference in how you experience your life. And food isn't the only basic need.
That's right. And that is why the report that we're going to talk about here on The Indicator is the Census Bureau's other poverty report. It features something called the Supplemental Poverty Measure. This is the snapshot of poverty that economists argue is a lot more relevant for understanding how people actually live. This report defines poverty as not being able to afford all the basic necessities. So yes, it includes food, of course, but also clothing, housing, utilities. And since, for example, renting an apartment does not cost the same in New York as it does in Wyoming, the supplemental measure makes an adjustment for that, and it makes a lot of other adjustments as well.
And the supplemental poverty measure also very much does account for how much money people pay in taxes, and also for the government benefits that people receive.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Cardiff Garcia. Stacey's on vacation this week, so filling in for her is that deep Irish voice you just heard.
It's Paddy Hirsch.
Yes, a person, not just a voice.
And not just a person, but an editor. I am the editor of The Indicator, and I'm here to tell you that today's Planet Money indicator is 13.9%. That is the share of all Americans who live in poverty, according to the Supplemental Poverty Report. But there is so much more in that report than just that one number.
Exactly. It helps answer questions like which groups of Americans are more likely to be in poverty. And it's especially good at figuring out which government programs are most directly responsible for keeping people out of poverty. So for a better look at poverty in this country, you need to go deeper into the report. And today on the show, we are going to do just that.
This message comes from The Indicator's sponsor, Capital One. Capital One's indicator is zero because they offer accounts with zero fees or minimums. And they offer accounts that can be opened from anywhere in 5 minutes. Capital One. What's in your wallet? Capital One N.A. Support also comes from Grow with Google. From coding to IT support, Grow with Google is helping Americans across the country learn new skills for the digital age. Learn more and get started at google.com/grow.
Okay, diving deep into the annual supplemental poverty measure. It came out a few weeks ago. Let's do this. First, very simply, poverty has been falling in recent years. For example, back in 2013, the poverty rate was 15.9%. But after a few more years of the economy growing and more people getting jobs, the poverty rate at the end of last year was 13.9%. So there has been progress.
Yeah, there's definitely been progress, but it still means that about 45 million Americans are living in poverty. And here we can start to get a little bit more specific. For example, with education. Education really matters for poverty rates. Almost 29% of people without a high school diploma live in poverty. On the other hand, only about 7% of people who have a college degree live in poverty. Everyone else is in between those two groups.
Yeah, that is a huge gap, by the way.
Massive.
And for a number of historical reasons, poverty rates are also different across groups of different racial origins. For example, more than one out of every five Black Americans lives in poverty. Roughly the same rate applies to Hispanic Americans. For white Americans, the rate is less than one in 10. Other points of note here, the poverty rate for women is slightly higher than for men. Kids under the age of 18 are more likely to live in poverty than adults. People who work part-time are 3 times more likely to be in poverty than people who work full-time. And finally, married couples are a lot less likely to live in poverty than either single adults or people who live together but are not married.
So those are some of the ways that poverty applies to different parts of the population. But you're probably listening to this thinking, well, what about all these government programs?
Yeah.
All right. So let's talk about the impact of taxes and government programs on poverty rates.
Yeah, I think, Patty, this is where the report gets really interesting. There are two government programs, especially, that are far and away the most responsible for keeping people out of poverty. First is Social Security, and this is essentially the government pension program. So you pay Social Security taxes your whole life, and then when you retire, you can get paid a certain amount starting at age 62. And last year, if Social Security did not exist, but everything else about the economy and taxes and benefits stayed exactly the same, then another 27 million people in the U.S. would be living in poverty. That is a massive number, 27 million people out of a total population of roughly 320 million.
I don't know about you. My head is spinning right now. Could you do the math for me and tell me what percentage that is?
It's huge. It's like, I think, about 8 or 9%, something like that.
Eight or 9%.
Yeah.
Oh, that's brutal.
Coming in second place after Social Security are refundable tax credits. One of these tax credits is the earned income tax credit, and that's money that the government pays to people who work but make a low income. The other is the portion of the child tax credit that goes to very low-income parents with children. These tax credits kept more than 8 million people out of poverty last year, and more than half of them were children. Also deserving mention, one is food stamps, another is housing subsidies that help people afford their rent, and finally, the government's supplemental security income payments that go to people who are disabled or have an extremely low income. Each of these three programs also kept 3 million people out of poverty last year. So without these five, it's safe to say that tens of millions more Americans would be in poverty than are right now.
Yeah, and it's not just about things that we get from the government, right? It's also about the stuff that we pay to the government or the taxes we pay.
Mm-hmm.
And this applies, of course, to a lot of people who don't make a lot of money. And I was astounded by this. The combination of the federal income tax and the FICA tax, which goes to pay for Social Security and Medicare, that kept about 6 million people from rising above the poverty line. So that is the breakdown.
Yeah, although on a final note, for our listeners, we did not present these figures to like settle any kind of partisan or ideological debate. So for example, like if you tend to lean more to the left or if you're a Democrat, you might be arguing that these numbers show the importance of government programs for keeping people out of poverty and that maybe these programs should be even more generous and further reduce the poverty level. But if you tend to lean right or you're a Republican, you might be arguing that these programs disincentivize people from working and that without the program, the poverty level might be even lower because more people would work. Or maybe you would just be arguing that the government can't fund these programs forever because they're too expensive. Patty and I are not here to adjudicate that debate.
Although I have to say that those like line notes you've just given would be great line notes for a debate. So if people do want to debate it, please feel free to borrow those ideas.
Steal them on both sides. Because the point here is that like that debate is a much longer one and also probably one that's never going to end, but never, it's
not
true.
Not today.
It's
not
true.
Not today, anyway.
It never, though, hurts to have the facts and the analysis to inform the debate, which is why we encourage listeners to check out the Supplemental Poverty Report directly. So we are going to link to it on our website at npr.org/money.
And even though we said that we didn't actually want to spark a debate, if you want to spark a debate, if you want to yell at us, whatever you want to do, you can do it on our brand new Twitter account, at The Indicator.
Yeah, hurl all the insults you want at us. We don't mind.
We can take it.
Love trivia, puzzles, nerdy games, and humor? What about interviews with actors, musicians, and people from all walks of life? Yeah? Then join me, Ophira Eisenberg, host of NPR's Ask Me Another, every week on the NPR One app and wherever you listen to podcasts.